Good evening, everyone. We're very glad to see you at the evening gospel service, this special Sunday night meeting for our parents' night for the Holiday Bible Club. We welcome you all in the Saviour's great name. We're glad of your presence with us. We're going to sing the words of Jesus Loves Me as we commence the service tonight. It's hymn 692. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. 692, and we're standing as we sing together, please. Together, we want just to still our hearts. We're going to seek the Lord's face. We want the Lord to be with us tonight in the meeting, to know his presence. And everyone that takes part, especially our brother Chris, that he will know the Lord's help and the Lord's power resting upon him. So we'll seek the Lord's face together. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence in the Saviour's great name. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity to be in your house this evening. We can say with the psalmist that I joyed when to the house of God go up, they said to me. We pray, Father, for a greater desire for thy house, a greater desire to be found among your people in fellowship and exhorting and encouraging one another. We vow, Father, to lift our hearts to thee in praise and thanksgiving. We want to worship thee tonight. We pray, Father, that you'll give us that spirit of worship, even in our hearts. Remember, Father, that your word says, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, we acknowledge that we have great cause tonight to give to Thee the praise and the thanks of our hearts. I want to thank You, Father, for this summertime. Thank You for this lovely Sabbath evening. We thank You, Father, for giving us the strength that is needed, soundness of body, soundness of mind. We're mindful, Father, of those that can't be here this evening because of illness and age and infirmity. We ask that You'll draw near to them. We thank You, Father, for how You've blessed us spiritually in this land. We want to thank that we have the Bible. And Lord, we pray that all of these young people from their earliest days will have a love for the Bible and a desire to read it and a desire to study it and most of all a desire to obey it. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. We thank You, Father, that we live in a land where the gospel is freely preached and proclaimed. We want to pray that You'll preserve this land. We pray that You'll bless the cause of the gospel right across this province and right across this nation. Remember this city of Armagh. Lord, we think of other churches and congregations in this city that are faithful in preaching the gospel. And we want to pray that You'll bless their efforts and all the efforts that are being made in those churches this summertime to reach the children, the young people of this city with the gospel. Lord, we want to pray that every faithful congregation will know the fullness of God's blessing resting upon it. And Lord, we want to ask that even in these days that You'll give the increase. We pray that there'll be an adding, a going forward in the work of God, in the cause of the gospel. Thank You for this past week here among the boys and girls. And Lord, we thank You for prayer that has been answered. We're mindful that 2 weeks ago on the Sabbath evening, we gathered for a little while after the evening service to seek Thee, to cry for Your hand upon these meetings. And Lord, we thank You for Your faithfulness. Thank You for the children that have been present night by night. Thank You for their behaviour, their attentiveness. We thank You for the blessing that they have known and the blessing that they have been to our hearts. Lord, remember all of these children and young people. We commit them to Thee. We think, Father, of the dark days in which we're found, and our prayer is that You'll shine into their hearts the glorious light of the gospel. We want to pray, Father, save all of these children. They can say, like Timothy, that from a child they have known the Holy Scriptures, that's able to make them wise unto salvation. And Lord, we pray that some of these young people tonight, like Samuel, remember that he knew not the Lord. But we want to pray, Father, that they would hear the call of God personally to their hearts, calling them to the Lord in salvation. Remember Brother Chris. We thank You for his labours with us this week. Thank You for journeying mercies given. Thank You for the help that he has known as he has spoken to the young people and conducted the meetings. The hand of God has been upon him. Thank You, Father, for the earnestness with which he has spoken to the children of the things of God. We want to thank You too for Your hand upon our brother in recent months, restoring him again to health and strength following the surgery at the end of last year. Keep him in health and strength, Father, and we commit him to Thee for the future. Open many doors of opportunity to speak of Christ. Remember his work amongst the addicts, especially, Father. We're conscious of the great challenges that he faces. Give him wisdom. And Lord, may know the hand of God in a very definite way upon his labours. And we want to pray that You'll use him in the service greatly tonight. So we just commit the meeting to Thee now. Come and lead us. Lord, come and be with us. Come down amongst us. And we want to pray that You'll guide us by Your Spirit through this service now. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Our brother Chris is going to come now. He's going to sing a few choruses with you. And he's maybe going to test your memory as well, boys and girls, on some of the memory verses that you learnt at the meetings. So we'll ask him if he'll come and do that for us just now, please.
Amen. Thank you very much, Reverend McMillan. We have really enjoyed our week with the children here in the church. It has been a real blessing. Certainly have enjoyed the singing. They're very keen to participate and take part, and the chorus singing has been a wonderful blessing. So what I want to do tonight is just for a few moments is to give you a little bit of a flavour as to the format of the meetings during the week. So we're going to, first of all, sing some choruses, then we'll have a memory verse, and then we'll be asking some questions. I thought it might be good to start off with the tiny tots. So all the tiny tots, you come to the front, please, and I'll join them, and we're going to sing deep and wide. We'd like to encourage the little ones early in life to participate and to take part. So we'll have deep and wide with all the wee ones in particular. Thank you. And everyone joining in as well as we sing together to help them. Can all the rest of the boys and girls come up, and we're going to sing some more choruses together. So if you'd like to come up, the rest of the children. And this one here is a favourite. Of course, it's a favourite no matter where you go. And I'm sure even for some of the, let's just put more senior members here, this is one that we all love and we know so well. Wide, wide as the ocean, high as the heavens above. And you join in with us as we sing together with the boys and girls. Wide, wide as the ocean. Upon the rock, and the rain came tumbling down.
Came tumbling down. The rains came down.
Boys and girls, if you just stand there where you are, and then we're very grateful that Sarah each night has come, and she's been very kind to do the memory verse and has a great skill in the way of teaching the memory verse to the boys and girls. Great knack. So Sarah, I'm going to ask you to lead the boys and girls with the memory verse, please. Okay, thank you very much, Sarah. And as you can see, Sarah has a great way of being able to teach the boys and girls, and we're very thankful for that. Now, throughout the week, we did have a couple of themes. One of them, we looked at birds in the Bible. So I'm just going to pass these down. Maybe, Gillian, or if you want to maybe take those, and we could maybe ask some questions. Could you give some prizes out? That'd be okay. Not take very long, just a few minutes. Boys and girls, we were looking at birds in the Bible this week. Can you tell me, what bird was, did we say, speaks about pride and standing and There she got her wings and put them out as proud as a peacock. That's right. And we were thinking about how the peacock, the Bible teaches us about pride and warns us about pride. And there's a peacock who stretches out her wings as if she's saying, look at me, I am so beautiful. And yet Job reminds us she's beautiful because God gave her her wings and made her beautiful. And what bird, boys and girls, reminds us of the Christian? Remember, we ended off with this bird. It's a majestic bird. Lives away up there in the sky. Soars. Very powerful bird. The eagle. Very well done. I wasn't sure if you would get that or not. And the eagle. Now, we, during the week, looked at all different sorts of birds. And there are some wonderful lessons that we were able to learn from them. Now, with regards to our theme, we were looking at the parables and preaching of the Lord Jesus Christ. And can I say, the boys and girls listened very well. Their behaviour was excellent, and we're thankful to the Lord for that. And thank you much, so much, boys and girls, for your behaviour during the week. Can you tell me one of the types of ground that we looked at with the parable of the sower? Yes, go ahead. Yes, the thorny ground. That was one of the types of ground. And whenever the seed was sown, it wasn't long before the thorns grew up as well, and they choked out the seed, and the plant wasn't able to grow. Who can tell me another type of ground? The good ground. And that reminds us about our hearts being ready to receive God's word, and it will bring and bear forth fruit. What is the fruit that we're talking about? The fruit of the Spirit. When somebody becomes a Christian and gets saved, their life will show the result. The good ground brought forth fruit. That's the difference between the good ground and all the other types of ground. It brought forth fruit. Love, joy, peace, and the fruit of the Spirit. Just another couple of questions before we finish. Boys and girls, we looked at the parable of the Pharisee and the publican. What were the Pharisees like? Can you tell me? What were they like? Alana? Full of sin and pride, that's right. Whenever they were praying, they wanted to all make sure and look around that everybody was watching them. And when they were giving into the temple, they likewise wanted the praise of men. There are so many people, sadly, who are like the Pharisee. And then the publican. Publican's another name for a what? What was a publican? Tax collector. Very well done. And the tax collectors were known for being dishonest. Remember how Zacchaeus was a tax collector. And we had a wonderful opportunity to speak to the boys and girls with the different parables. And we pray that God will speak on to their hearts through his precious word. That's just a little bit of a flavour. We had so much good fun with the children. And it was a blessing to have them here. Thank you very much, Reverend McMillan.
Thank you very much. We enjoyed the singing, the memory verse, the quiz. We appreciate that very much. I want to welcome you all along to the service tonight. In the Saviour's name, we're glad of your presence. I want to thank especially the visitors who are present with us for coming along to the service this evening. Pray that you'll be blessed. I want to thank all the children, the young people that have come along to the parents' night as well. It's always a joy to us to have boys and girls present in the service. And we want to pray that the Lord will bless his word to your heart. And we want to thank you as well, boys and girls, for coming to the meetings since Tuesday night. We want you to know that your presence, your attendance has encouraged us and has been a great blessing to our hearts. And we want to welcome tonight as well all that are watching the service on our live stream. We always appreciate those that take the time to watch the service on the internet, and we pray that you might be spoken to tonight as well through the Word of God. It has been a very good week of meetings. The Holiday Bible Club, we've had an encouraging time. Thank the Lord for prayer that has been answered. We thank Rhonda and Gillian for all their time and work in organising the meetings, the Holiday Bible Club, for us. And we thank to everybody that helped and that got involved. We've had a very good number of helpers that have been participating right throughout the week. So we want you to know that we appreciate that. We've been encouraged by it. And do pray for the children, that the Word of God might speak to their hearts. We want to thank our brother Chris for coming night by night. We're glad it worked out for him to be able to take the meetings. We always enjoy his visits with us here in Armagh. Thankful for the Lord's hand upon him. As you know, he has experienced quite a bit of ill health over the years. He had surgery at the end of last year. So we're glad the Lord has put his healing touch upon our brother. And we commend him to you as well for his wider ministry amongst the addicts, ministry to those that experience addiction, how vital that is in the society in which we're found. He's very, very busy. Do pray the Lord might send others, even to give help and support in that work. But do all you can to encourage our brother and support him in the ministry in which he's engaged. We're glad to see our brother Colin Gray in the service tonight as well. And we thank Colin also for his help with the buses through the week, and the bus to bring the boys and girls in again tonight. There is some light refreshment for everyone downstairs after the service in the church hall. We invite you to stay just for that wee cup of tea or coffee and some fellowship together. And we thank all that help just in providing the bars and the biscuits and so on that will go with the wee cup of tea or coffee. Remember Tuesday night, please, the outreach team going out again, continuing the work in Rich Hill Village, meeting at 7:30 on Tuesday night at the Presbyterian Church there, just at the Orchard Cemetery. And we want to encourage a good number to be present to help with the outreach, please. Wednesday night at 8, our prayer meeting and Bible study. I'll be speaking myself downstairs in the church hall, the meeting being held. And just to remind the members of committee, there will be a brief committee meeting after the service on Wednesday evening. Some of our young people are away this week at the Mission Board camp that's been held this year over at Moyallen. That's led by the Reverend McKay from our Macrafell Church. So do remember those young people, and we encourage you to pray that they'll know the Lord's blessing. Next Lord's Day, the 7th of August, morning service 11:30. I'll be speaking at that meeting myself. The evening meeting at 6:30. There's a half hour of prayer prior to that. Remember, that's the sending forth service for our sister returning to the mission field. The Reverend Harris, the chairman of our mission board, will be here to speak at that meeting. The Strip sisters will be ministering in song. So we encourage you to plan to be with us. Even if you're visiting tonight, we encourage you to come back again for that special missionary meeting next Sabbath evening. Again, there will be some light refreshment after, just for that time of fellowship, the opportunity to speak with our sister and to bid her farewell. She'll be leaving then the following morning. That's Monday the 8th of August. Do remember to take a look at the table as you're leaving, or the tables at both doors. The magazines, remember that the summer edition of the Vision magazine is available. Just to remind you of the total for the missionary appeal for the extended facilities that are needed in Naporo. That offering now stands at £2,505. So sincere thanks to you for your generosity. Remember, the target was £2,500. So we have just exceeded that target. Remember that if any other gifts come in for that appeal, there's ongoing running costs from week to week, month to month, year to year for the Early Child Development Centre there. So any additional money can go to help with the running costs. Keep in mind the Lochearn Convention down in Enniskillen this incoming week. Every night right up to the weekend is the 40th anniversary of the convention and the 50th anniversary of the founding of the Bethel Church in Enniskillen. So a special year for them. We encourage you to go down if you can and give your support. Remember, there's cards, little booklets there with all of the details. The Reverend Armstrong, our moderator, Dr. Douglas, and the Reverend Gallagher are the preachers at those special ministry meetings. So we're going to sing another hymn together just before Chris comes to speak to us. Jesus bids us shine with a clear, pure light, like a little candle burning in the night. In this world is darkness, so we must shine, you in your small corner and I in mine. We're standing to sing the words of the hymn 690, please. Enjoyed having our brother Chris with us at the Holiday Bible Club. He has a lot going on, so we're pleased that he's been able to fit these meetings in for us. And we've been blessed as well by the fervency with which he has spoken to the children at the meetings. We pray that he'll be blessed in his own heart and in his own soul. He has become a grandfather again. Just this week, so we want to congratulate him on that, on the birth of little Samuel. We know how special a time that is. So it's good to have our brother, and we're going to invite him just to come and to speak to you again, boys.
Amen. I do want to thank the Reverend McMillan very sincerely for the words of welcome and for those sentiments. It's a real blessing. My wife and myself went to see our little grandson today, Samuel David Douglas, and of course I had to get him first. So it's a real joy to have another addition to the family circle. It has been my privilege to be here this week, and I want to thank our brother for the invitation to come, and to our sisters, to Rhonda, and to Gillian as well, for all the help, and every worker, the pianists, and everyone who has participated and helped. You've made me so welcome here in the church this week, and you've been a great help to me, and I really do appreciate that. I can tell you, for me personally, it has been a great privilege, and I don't say this lightly, and I count it an absolute honour. God's servant mentioned, I minister day to day with people who are caught up and whose lives are destroyed and ruined through sin, through addiction, and oftentimes it's very heartbreaking. And on Thursday coming here, I can tell you it was a very difficult day for my wife and myself out doing visits with females whose lives were just so broken. And to come here and to see these children, to listen to them, I can tell you what a blessing, what a real blessing. And I'm thankful for this church that loves the children here in the community. And I can tell you these children are well loved and prayed for. And we thank the Lord for them and praise God for the Word of God. I want to just read together some verses before I bring the message. I'm going to read from the Gospel of Matthew and the chapter 7. We're going to finish tonight with another parable. We've been thinking of the parables of the Lord Jesus Christ. And here, as the Sermon on the Mount drew to a close, the Lord Jesus Christ summed it up. The parable of the wise man and the foolish man. Matthew chapter 7, commencing to read from the verse 24. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Amen. And we trust and pray that God will bless his word to our hearts for Jesus' sake. We're just going to bow together very briefly in prayer. Boys and girls, during the week we were practicing the ABC of prayer. Boys and girls, arms folded by our heads, and then we close our eyes as we talk to our Heavenly Father. Lord, we want to thank and praise thee tonight for each and every child who has been in through the doors of the church this week. And we thank thee, O God, for the vision to reach out into the community, to share the love of Christ with very precious boys and girls. And we pray, Father, that you might work in their hearts and lives. We desire, Lord, their greatest good. We pray that early in life that these little ones will come to saving faith, trust the Lord, be born again, and that they will live that life of service before thee. Lord, take thy word tonight, write it upon our hearts, bless the thoughts and the lessons. And we ask, Lord, that we might know a real sense of God's sense in our midst. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Boys and girls, I'm sure that you like to go away for a time off holiday. And we have heard a lot over the past number of years of the word staycation. In other words, staying at home, we're not going too far. And many people have been doing just that. I was speaking to someone just yesterday, and they're up at the port, and they're enjoying the good weather there and time with family in Port Stewart. Boys and girls, where would you go if you're going to the beach? Whereabouts might you go to? Who can tell me? Where would you go near here? If you were going out for a day out, where would you go? You would like to go to the rides, but what would be the town? Cranfield. I thought it would be Cranfield. Anywhere else?
Portadown.
Right. We'll call it the port. Port Rush, Port Stewart, and you've got Newcastle and all the different areas, Cranfield, etc. Well, if you were going to those places, boys and girls, I'm sure that you would want to have the likes of this. You'd want to make sure that you had your rubber ring. You might even have a towel with you if you're going to take a dip. I don't know if there's many of you like swimming or not. And you would have various things. Here's something else, boys and girls, that you might have. I suspect that you would have. Let me just set some of these objects to the side just here for a minute. And we have a bucket and spade. Who likes a bucket and spade? Ah, I thought so. It's a very big bucket, isn't it? You need a very big spade for it. What goes with the bucket and spade? What do you need for a bucket and spade? Who can tell me? Sand. Well done, that man. That's right. Now, I'm going to be very careful, because I have a bag of sand here. Mightn't be a big bag, but if this opened up, we're going to need a hoover up here. So I'm going to be very, very careful. Here's a bag of the sand. Different things that you would need to play with the sand, etc. Well, boys and girls, I was thinking about our last parable, the wise man and the foolish man, and especially drawing some lessons from the sand. So what I want to do tonight is just to speak very briefly and hopefully very clearly about some lessons from the sand. I wonder have any of the boys and girls ever seen a blackboard before? Yes? You seen a blackboard? Do you have blackboards in school? Or is it all interactive whiteboards and all sorts of media boards? I know it's changed a lot. Back in my day, and maybe some of us a little bit even older, it was the slate board or the blackboard or whatever. But there you have the blackboard used for teaching lessons and writing lessons. So what I'm going to do is I want to write just up some words here on the blackboard. And I'm going to get the chalk out. Once again, want to be nice and careful. Don't want chalk all over the pulpit area here. But the first thing that we want to do about, as we think about the sand and lessons from the sand, we have a lesson on T-R-U-S-T. Hey, a lesson on trust. Boys and girls, we read in the book of Genesis chapter 22, God said that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And there the Lord was speaking to Abraham, and he said, Abraham, you follow me, you obey me, and I am going to bless you. In fact, you're going to have such a large family, your children, your children's children, their children's children. It's going to be so vast, your family is going to be like the sand upon the seashore. Now, could you imagine? Now, look how fine that sand is. Could you imagine even trying to count a handful of that sand? That would be some task. That would be really, really hard to do. But when you think about counting, now, man has always seen the need. Right back from the very creation of time itself and the world, man has seen the need to count things. We have a number of children in the family, and I know that the boys and girls, they love this gadget here. It's called an abacus. And there you learn to count. You take one counter over at a time, and there you're able to learn to count up and to do your sums. And right from the early age, boys and girls are learning A, B, C. 1, 2, 3. And you're learning to read and to write right from early childhood. There are lots and lots of things that man has sought to count and to add up. For instance, boys and girls, our bodies are amazing. You know why they're amazing? Because God created, made and designed the body. And it is amazing. It's wonderful. We are fearfully and we are wonderfully made. I just held little Samuel today in my hands and I looked at him. His tiny, tiny little fingernails and all his little fingers and all the... And you just think to yourself, Lord, what a miracle. How amazing the human body. God created and made that body. We are special. Some scientists have sought to count up and to add up. They would need a big abacus, mind you. How many cells are in the human body? And this is what they reckon. 37.2 trillion. Some scientists have tried to count the number of stars that there are in the world. I'm going to write the figure up here on the board. Boys and girls, this is a figure that scientists have said. By the way, scientists who don't believe in God or follow the Lord. So-called scientists, this is what they reckon how many stars there are. One, okay? And here's the notes. They reckon 1 billion trillion stars. And by the way, they make a statement with that. They say, well, that's the stars that we can see. There may be other stars and galaxies that we haven't seen. Boys and girls, you know the amazing thing? It's this. When we think about the sand of the seashore, the stars that are up in heaven that are innumerable. Here's the thing. Innumerable to man, but not to God. God knows every single one of them. I'm often fascinated when I hold the sand up and I think to myself, how many grains are there? The Lord knows. He knows absolutely everything. He is almighty. He is all powerful. He is all knowing. And boys and girls, wouldn't you agree the best thing that any one of us and that all of us should do is to trust the God who knows all things. The God who named the very stars after he made them. And he knows them all by name. The wisest thing that we can do is to trust him. How do we trust him? By calling on his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. A lesson on trust. There's also a lesson on T-I-M-E. A lesson on time. That's right, time. I've brought something with me here to illustrate this. Who likes to eat eggs, boiled eggs? Maybe you have an egg timer. Well, that's not an egg timer. It's a sand timer. You need to have very big eggs for this one. And here, boys and girls, you're able to see the top half of the glass. It's called an hourglass. And there you can see the sand, and it's filtering down, and it's going into the bottom. Boys and girls, now, here's the thing. If I was to cover this here top half up, you can't see how much time is left. You never know when the sand is going to run out. And yet, here is the reality. Sadly, this is the way most people live their lives. Boys and girls, you shout whenever you see the sand. Oh, it stopped already. Most people live their lives thinking, well, I'm going to live to at least 60, 70 years of age. I've got plenty of time left. None of us know. Just as the hourglass ran out, the sand reminds us that time is short. Now, here's the thing about the sand timer, boys and girls. Whenever it begins to run out, we can turn it over. And we can start again. And then when the sand's running down, we can start again. And we can keep on doing that there process. And there's plenty of time left. Not so with our lives. We only live once here now. We do not have 10 opportunities, even 2 lives to live, just one. Boys and girls, you need to trust the Lord, but you need to trust Him now in time. You need to call upon the Lord now in the day of salvation. A lesson on trust. A lesson about time, how short time is. A lesson about T-R-E. A-S-U-R-E. A lesson about treasure. I know there are a lot of people and they're looking for treasure. In fact, you maybe go to the beach and you'll see them there. They've got their treasure hunting gear and they're looking and they've got their radar, etc. And they're going along and they're looking for maybe a coin or something very, very valuable buried there in the sand. And the Bible speaks about treasure in the sand, as it were. The Lord here, in His Word, reminds us that He was going to give certain of the tribes, referring to the tribes of Zebulun and Issachar, He was going to give them ability to use sand. And here's the thing, the sand itself would be the treasure. Let me read this verse to you. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 19. They shall call the people unto a mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness. For they shall suck of the abundance of the seas and of the treasures hid in the sand. You see, God was going to give those tribes the ability, the wisdom, to get the purple dye from the oyster shells, and they could use that as a dye, and He was going to give them that wisdom, that skill to be able to use it to dye and to make garments, etc. But God was also going to give those tribes the ability to take the likes of the sand, to take the sand itself, and to make something beautiful of it. Now, boys and girls, sand is formed whenever the rocks and the effects of the weather erode those little pebbles over time. Scientists would say, well, that's taken place over millions of years. That is not true. God created everything. He created a mature world. When He said, mountains stand forth, the mountains didn't have to become mold. God created them that way. He is a majestic, almighty God of heaven. And the Lord formed and He created the sand as well. In a moment of time, He just had to speak the word. We think of this sand, you would say, well, that's not worth very much. It's not of great value. Maybe next time you're playing, next time you're down at the beach, boys and girls, or maybe you're playing in the sand pit, you've got your hand in the sand. I want you to remember, sand, so many little grains, but God knows them all. Trust the Lord. Remind you about time, but remind you about treasure. I had to sneak this out of the house earlier because it's one of my wife's crystal glasses. Boys and girls, do you know what this here is made from? Who can guess? What's that made from? That is made from sand. That's right. What happens is, grass is made from liquid sand. You can take the sand, you heat it up, and it melts and turns into a liquid. Now, when I say heat it up, I mean hotter than the hottest bonfire. 1,700 degrees Celsius. Burning, blistering heat. And from the sand, you can make something beautiful. Oh, what a God we have. The Bible reminds us that God takes something which is really worthless and He makes something beautiful with it. We only have to think of our own lives. Those of us who are saved and we're following the Lord, we can say the Lord has lifted us. He's lifted us even like sand, and He's made something beautiful with our lives by His grace. But there's something else that you can make with the sand, and it is this here. Mirrors as well. You look into the mirror and you see yourself. You see yourself as you really are. That's the real you. And the Bible is like a mirror. When we look into the Bible, we see ourselves as we really are. God says we are sinners and we see ourselves as sinners in great need. But God is able to save us, change us, and make us new. Just in closing, one last lesson. You've listened very well. It's a lesson on tragedy. T-R-A-G-E-D-Y. Tragedy. Ruin. Terrible ending. And here is the Lord Jesus Christ, boys and girls, finished His Sermon on the Mount. He gave the parable of the wise man and the foolish man. The wise man was wise because he built his house on a solid foundation. It was built on a rock. But the foolish man, he built his house. Now, can you imagine building a house upon sand? Well, that's what he did. He thought, well, I can build my house a lot quicker. It'll not cost me as much. I'll be able to build it right now. And so he built it up. Now, the two houses looked the same, didn't they? You wouldn't have known any difference looking at them, the two houses, the way they stood. But the difference lay underneath. It lay their foundation. One was built on the rock. Of course, we are to build our lives on the rock of salvation. We're to build our lives on the Lord Jesus Christ. And whenever the wind came and the storm came, the house built on the rock, it stood firm. It didn't move. It was grounded. It was safe. It was sure. Boys and girls, the wisest thing you can do is to build your life on the Lord. To call upon the Lord to save you. To trust Him. To follow Him. To be wise. Not foolish. Can I say? It has been our privilege to teach the children this week. Thank you for allowing them, for sending them to the church, for entrusting them here to our care. But let me reassure you, we continue to pray for them. That God indeed would bless them richly. And the boys and girls would follow Him. Be wise, not foolish. Trust the Lord. Follow Him. And that their lives will be greatly used of God. What about you? What foundation do you have for life? Are you trusting the Lord Jesus? If not, why not? This night, come, trust Him, and be saved, ready for heaven. Build your life on the solid rock, the Lord Jesus. Thank you very much. Amen. Thank you.
Boys and girls, we thank Chris sincerely for speaking to us, for the message that he's brought. We pray that the Lord will write those truths in your heart. Especially want to emphasize that you'll come and put your trust in the Lord, put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour. We hope you've had the opportunity during the week to speak to Chris and to thank him for coming and speaking to us and taking the meetings this week. If you haven't been able to do that yet, be sure to do it when you're having the supper before you go home. That would be a great encouragement to him. We're glad to hear that he has been encouraged by these meetings and that they've been a blessing to him. And we want to assure him that he has been a blessing to us as well. Just before we sing a verse or two of the closing hymn, there's a little gift for the boys and girls that are here. So I'll ask Rhonda and Gillian if they will come up and give those out, or call forth the children in the order that you have prepared. And you have a few points to put up, Gillian, is that right?